on a job, and feeling fulfilled is crucial in your work. And so if you're a manager out there and you want to make you want to find out if your staff is being fulfilled, you can ask them and ask them where, what else would they need to feel fulfillment? Because it's a scary question, managers. If you ask a question and the answer comes back, I hate my job, well, what are you going to do with that? But I'm telling you, if you open up that box, you'll see some serious gems that'll come up. And if you're a staff member, then go to your boss and say, I'd like to talk to you about possibly bringing some more growth to my work. Who doesn't like growth? It's about opportunities and growth. Well, that's the show, folks. It's been good working with you. You've been listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be back next week. I'm going to be conjuring up a nice little show for you. Next, we have Son of Night Dream with John Tanner from 6 to 7:30 Western Standard Time. Son of Night Dream, John Tanner, 6 to 7:30. Enjoy the show. It's been good to have you. We're going to go into our public service announcement here. And enjoy the rest of your evening. You've been great.
The 31st Annual Folk Festival is proud to present the finest in contemporary and traditional folk, roots, and world music.
On July 18th, 19th, and 20th, amazing acts such as Michael Frantine Spearhead, lyrical pop songstress Amy Mann, multi-ethnic Ozo Matley, the inspiring master musicians of Jajuka, Abigail Washburn, and the Sparrow Quartet featuring Bela Fleck will be gracing the Jericho Beach Park.
This year, the Vancouver Folk Festival has three exciting shows planned for the evening concert stage. Great entertainment and workshops throughout the weekend on seven outdoor stages, and special entertainment for the little folks and their families.
Check out the full festival weekend performance schedule at thefestival.bc.ca and start planning your weekend in Jericho Beach Park.
Welcome, welcome, one and all. This is Dark Matter Man on CITR FM, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. The Spitzer Space Telescope has revealed the true shape of our Milky Way galaxy. It is, in fact, a barred spiral. In the past 4 billion years, we've traveled 16 times around the galaxy. So join me now as the journey continues. This is Son of Night Dream.
ashes. The girl says to her first kiss. They stuck a tunnel inside a bird's fist just to watch it fly, just to make things go, just to let them slip away. Don't ask me how I know, I just do. Night searching dons his robes to take apart a fellow amateur. Well, I've heard it once said, one gives what one gets. Oh, I didn't go out into this world just to be stung by rich man's hornets. Who amongst us has left these things undone? Who let these animals into my kingdom? A blinder learns to work the rig. Once the man turns into a pig. The endless groves where my soul pukes the night away. The problem as I see it, I was messed up on a tangent that was wrong. They mixed some strong and I was partial to the feeling. It's a terrible feast we've been stuffing our faces on. A terrible breeze from the east coming on, bearing the scent of our 100 first kills. You love how you leave her, you try achieve, but the vision that she has from the start. I've got street despair carved into my heart. I've got street despair carved into my heart.
Praise be those alabaster hands running amok on your body.
They love you in spite of your lame scene. We live in darkness, the light is a dream you see. We live in darkness, the light is a dream you see. We live in darkness, the light is a dream. Shoot.
Thanks for letting me play some old stuff here on Son of Night Dreams, CITR, as we drift along. Where are we drifting here? Oh, yeah, we got to paddle our canoe. Everybody paddle together now.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Gently, merrily, 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 life is but a
man, Uncle Vern used to sing that all the time. Bless his departed spirit. Uncle Vern, that was my real uncle, Uncle Vern Tanner, used to say that is the way one should live your life. Sing that song because life is just a dream, folks. Now I know that Halloween has passed and Friday you dressed as a ghoul. But let me indulge myself one time on Son of Night Dreams, formerly Radio Radio. Because maybe here's a couple of songs you didn't hear on Halloween night, so let's try them out on you. First, it's John Zaccarelli, the cool ghoul. The name was given to him by Dick Clark. Anyway, the song is called Dinner with Drac, Part 1. Recorded in February 1958, and you may remember John Zaccarelli. He was a television horror host during the 50s and 60s in Philadelphia and New York City. Not only that, he was a DJ, and he did a whole lot of stuff, actually. You should check him out. Google him. And right after that, oh, our favorite Screaming Lord Sutch and the Savages, and She's Fallen in Love with the Monster Man. Listen for Jimmy Page on guitar. But first, here's John.
Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. A vampire named Perkins was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. Scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
My baby in the very last row. We were just making love, kind of kidding around, when the monster appeared with this crazy sound. My baby looked up, kind of mesmerized, and she gave a long moan, much to my surprise. Did the monster's the most, I'm his number one fan.
With this monster man.
She's falling in love with a monster man. She's falling in love with a monster man.
Now don't think I mean or I wanna complain, but the guy's too ugly and hasn't got a brain. With great yellow fangs reaching down to his chin. Why, you just wouldn't go where this guy has been. Top of his lid, just the crazier kind of mixed up kid. Been sort of stitched up by a sewing machine. But my baby baby says,
yeah, this monster's a dream.
She's falling in love with a monster man. She's falling in love with a monster man.
Now the monster was weird, just a little unreal. Seemed kind of short of a sex appeal. He was dragging his chains and groaning his groan. Not really a guy that a girl should take home. When it comes to the scene where the monster should die, my baby broke down and she started to cry. Said this monster I love in a strange kind of whisper.
He's my kind of guy, 'cause I'm Dracula's sister.
He's falling in love
never taken a wife. This could be your girl, so run for your life.
That's easy for you to say. Oh, God, grief. Well, there you go. I'm sorry I had to do that to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. But, you know, I just got that Halloween feeling, and I forgot to do it before. So better late than never. Boy, we started off with John Zaccarelli, The Cool Ghoul, Dinner with Drac, Part 1, written by Mann and Appel. That was recorded in February 58 and on the Cameo Parkway label. Recorded in Philadelphia, Billboard hit number 6, R&B hit number 19. It was in the R&B charts, too. And, of course, last but not least there, you heard Screamin' Lord Sutch and the Savages, She's Fallen in Love with a Monster Man, written by Stevens. I don't think it was Cat. Recorded in 1963, RGM Sound, London, featuring, of course, Jimmy Page on lead guitar and the Velvets on vocals. Originally released on Oriole in the UK in 1963. Well, just a little info on that spooky sound for you. Better know?
Did you know that you can now download all CITR radio shows off their website?
What?
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 What? I'm bringing sexy back.
What a coincidence. So are we. And with this new podcasting feature, all you have to do is log on to www.citr.ca/podcast to find a massive library of really awesome stuff.
Sponsored by the UBC Bookstore.
Ooh. And if you read the comics, it's not my favorite, but every once in a while, they're kind of fun, Speed Bump. And this is for all of you driving your cars right now. We're going to stay in the British vein as we just had Screaming Lord Sutch. By the way, I don't know if you knew, but Screaming Lord Sutch ran in countless parliamentary elections in the UK, 41 to be exact, between 1963 and 1977. And I'm sure you realize he founded the official Monster Raving Loony Party. And his name was inspired by Screamin' Jay Hawkins. He dressed as Jack the Ripper on stage. And unfortunately, Screaming Lord Sutch, who was born in Hampstead, northwest London, not far from where I was, Kingston-on-Thames, he was born in 1940 and unfortunately committed suicide. I won't say how. It wasn't a nice way. Suffering from clinical depression. So let's lighten your spirits maybe a little bit with something British. The Verve, CITR, Son of Night Dreams.
How do you keep yourself on folding? Seems like the whole world is losing. How do you stop yourself from giving in? Seems like the whole world is frying. Stop your lover from crying, even though you knew she knew you was lying. And he stopped this world from exploding. Still no night.
neglected me here, disrespected me there. They took unfair advantage of the old gray man. Sure, it hit me hard. It hit me square. And when they tried to rob me with a fountain pen, you know, I still did not care. You can call me up in the morning. You can call me up in the nighttime too. But do not call me up for anything. So fair, I keep my window open a crack, so I know the world is still. You can call me up.
You heard the man. Don't call him up in the afternoon. You know the rules, because you know I need my afternoon nap for my complexion so fair. I keep my windows open a crack, so I know the world is still there. Ah, Rodney Graham, you really do know how to write those lyrics and put a song together. And I went out and bought that CD. I mean, I buy most of my stuff now, although we do get some freebies out of the throwaway bin here at CITR. I just got that incredible record. It's got all the kids' stuff on it. You heard Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Well, it's got about 100 other songs in there, which we'll be getting into, because they'll take you back to your childhood. Rodney Graham working with Vancouver artist David D.C. Carswell, John J.C. Collins, and Kevin Patty. I know there's Peter Bourne on drums. Yeah, so... some interesting people. And of course, Dan Bejar even doing backup vocals in there. Of course, the Verve started things off in a most unmistakable voice of Richard Ashcroft. Just love it. And their brand new CD by the Verve called Fourth. So I definitely want to check that one out. All right.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth. Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Okay.
No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world.
Oh, yeah?
You guys are going to be blown away.
Well, there we go. We got some talking about strange lights in the sky, because there's a big UFO flap going on, folks. You may not read about it in the paper, but it's going on for sure. More of that later, but now, Kevin Drew... CITR, Son of Night Dreams.
Yeah. Down with his plan. I know he did, 'cause
And a little thing from the organ, because, you know, they split up a few years ago, but they brought out a thing called Thieves in six songs, and that was kind of a laid-back song from the organ, but we do like their sounds, and it's too bad that they're not around anymore, but what can you do? Right now, just a reminder, too, you also heard from, before the organ, something from Broken Social Scene, Kevin Drew, and F'd Up Kid. I don't feel like saying the F word. Oh, and you know what? I forgot to do the speed bump thing, didn't I? Oh, my gosh. Well, just a sec. Where are you, speed bump?
Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping?
I think so. Married for 33 years. I don't want to get married again. I can't find my cartoon speed bump. Oh, here it is. Alrighty. So if you're driving your car tonight, folks, take note. The wrist bone's connected to the hand bone. The hand bone's connected to the finger bone. And the finger bone's connected to the cell phone. Uh-oh. Are you driving at the same time? You are tuned to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building in British Columbia, of course. There are strange sights in our skies. They've been around since man looked into the skies. Sometimes they're round, sometimes they're oval, sometimes they're triangular, sometimes they're diamond-shaped, sometimes they disappear. These are called UFOs. They used to be called flying saucers, and before that, who knows what they called them? They were flying dirigibles. Well, anyway, whatever they were, Michael Stranick is on the line now, and he knows what's happening around the world with this very same subject. Michael, good evening.
Good evening, John. Well, as usual, we got lots of reports from all over, but not too many details. But I think anybody that's interested should grab a pen and paper. We got some good Googling material here.
Okay, I'm ready.
And we'll start off with some CanCon, as always, when we have it. We got some reports from Calgary, back east, Niagara Falls, Brampton, Uxbridge, and Shediac, New Brunswick. New Brunswick and PEI, we probably get the fewest reports from. Things are still going bonkers in England, Scotland, and Wales. There was a very interesting video out of Louisiana, which you can Google. It's on the website of a TV station in Louisiana, so that's one you can check on. State of Georgia is still active. We're getting a lot of reports out of Virginia, the home of the CIA. Texas is acting up again, still more reports, and we also have a video that you can Google up from Stephenville, right near George Bush's
W's place. Yeah.
And for you rockers, at the Bruce Springsteen concert just recently in Philadelphia, five or six UFOs showed up at the concert, and there's a photo of that.
Oh.
And you can Google that one as well.
Well, see, these aliens, they really do appreciate good music.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, nothing like a Springsteen show live to blow you away.
Yeah, and it looks like it was in the daylight, too, so that's even better.
Daylight objects.
And the most impressive thing we have comes with provisos. You never know about these things, but it is impressive to look at. And it's from Istanbul, not Constantinople, but Istanbul. And it's very impressive. And according to the report, several people had been seeing UFOs over a four-month span. Now, the organization that's released this video has a reasonably decent reputation. They claim that they have analyzed it, and it shows a structured close-up object, and you can even see entities in it. The trouble is, like a lot of fakes, there's no reference points. That's understandable. And these things sometimes are too detailed. This is a very detailed object, but that does not necessarily mean it's fake.
Like the Meyer photographs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you want to take a look at that, you can see not only three good photos, but a compilation video. Just go to www.thesun.co.uk and just type in the search bar Istanbul UFO, and there it will be.
Whoa, just like that, magic.
Yes.
Well, that's very interesting, Michael. So hopefully our audience will check that out because, you know, you're not telling this, you're not making these up. You're not, these aren't stories to scare the kids. I mean, these are things that are going on in our world. But, you know, it's such a crazy, crazy world anyway. And do you want to, when people are listening to the podcast, of course, this will be already old news. But are you got any odds on the election? You know the one I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. More and more, it looks like Obama is going to be a shoo-in, although the wackos come out this time, too, and now they're saying that George Bush will actually be in for another certain amount of time because Obama can't prove that he's a naturalized citizen. But as far as I know, I've seen a copy of his birth certificate, and he was born in Hawaii, and now they're saying that the birth certificate is fake, and so who knows. But can the Americans elect a black man? I think they're ready to.
Yeah, well,
especially given the choice.
We're rooting for him up here in Canada, USA.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Of course, we're the Liberal Democrats, aren't we, or something? I don't know. They call us the Bleeding Hearts, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, no matter what, we're always to the left of the U.S.
Yeah, gun sales are going to go up in the U.S. if the Democrats win, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Michael, I'll talk to you on December 1st because my son Morgan will be taking over the show in 2 weeks' time.
Okay, very
okay,
good.
You can take a breather. Thank you, working Michael Strainick.
And take care.
Ciao. Okay, that's our UFO report. Check the real report on unidentified flying objects by Captain Ruppelt, R-U-P-P-E-L-T. And find out more about UFOs for real. Check out Dr. J. Allen Hynek's book, and he will tell you any of his books, actually, about UFOs, the UFO experience being the main one. CITR, Son of Night Dreams, and there's a couple of Canadian bands from back east, Montreal way. You heard The Stills, I'm With You, their latest CD, Oceans Will Rise. Yes, they are creeping up, aren't they? And, of course, Vancouver Island is heading our way, and what, in a thousand years we'll be joined, or maybe a few more thousand, I don't know. Okay, and the Deers started off with a Disclaimer and Dream Job from Missiles, their latest. And if you noticed a slight difference, well, yes, Deers leader Murray Lightburn has kind of taken off and recorded an album by himself. Well, just with his mother, or the mother of his child, I should say. Sorry, your wife, Natalia Yangchak. And that was a fun song. I like that one. Dream Job, CITR, moves along. In fun and games.
There once was a girl who always went a little too far. And one night, she went out into the middle of the dance floor. And she...
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your Friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
And you're tuned to a show that used to be called Radio Radio. It's now Son of Night Dreams. We, you know, kind of bounce back and forth just past the top of the hour, which must mean around 7 o'clock, and that is standard time. Nothing fancy about the time. It's just the way it is. And if there wasn't a clock on the wall, it could be, you know, any time. Like, this is CITR. 101.9 FM in Vancouver as we take you back in time with the Drifters and Earl Jean. Whoa, hold on, guys. Hold on, guys. You aren't queued up there. Oh, I knew this would happen. Stand by. Track 13. Thank goodness for the Wailers and Tall Cool One. And now we're ready to zoom back to 1960.
Every time my baby and I have a quarrel, I swear I won't give in. Then my baby starts to smile at me, and I know, I just can't win.
When my little girl is smiling, there's nothing more I can say.
Something tells me I'm into something good. Okay, just taking you back because, you know, I'm the old fart here who likes to play the old songs, and that one does take me back. I said before I like the 60s, but I like the 50s too. But we had the Drifters there when My Little Girl Is Smiling. Background singers on that so were Dionne Warwick, Dee Dee Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Doris Troy. Also, that was from 1960. And Earl Jean, of course, is a member of the Cookies. He went solo in that song, and I'm into something good. So off we go. Here we are, Son of Night Dreams, CITR. Just reminding you, the Discorder is out, the brand new Discorder. That's what's so fun. Coming every 2 weeks, we see a brand new Discorder here, and it looks good. So check it out at your favorite record store. It tells you about Shindig tomorrow night, and we'll tell you what that's all about soon. Right now, we've got TV on the radio.
Head into a rest stop for the dead and it all in gold and blue and gray. The efforts to allay your dread in spite of all you knew and said were hard to see and harder still to say. Oh, come for judge our lasting land who sent to quell your sentiment and keep your trembling scent. Will hang at bay. And when a sudden silhouette escaped the top side of your bed, I knew you'd never ever be the same. Thank you.
love so much. Jesus and the glory of love. The glory of love. The glory of love. The vows of lovers and their kiss. So quick to love you, so quick to forget. They love to hurt you, you love to be hurt. Ain't no cure for the sickness of love. Oh, 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 oh. The glory of love. Oh, 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 oh. The glory of love.
Just laying a little glory of love on you there at CITR, Son of Night Dreams. Jolly John Tanner with you for another 15 minutes, and then it's Radio Free Gack with Gary Kay. Okay, well, we heard a couple of interesting bands there from the UK. We had Primal Scream and the Glory of Love, and before that, TV on the Radio and Halfway Home, and fairly recent CDs. Okay, just reading something here about... Well, it's actually an amazing story. It was in The Sun on the 28th. I'd like to thank Peter McKnight for Coupling of Science and Religion. He talks about how the extraordinary advances of the Muslims are still felt today, and many of the words that populate our sciences, including, now dig these words, these are all Muslim words. We use them quite often, well, depending on what you're into. Alchemy, alkali, almanac, cipher... Elixir. Yes, are you mixing your elixir out there? Yes. And nadir, zenith, and perhaps surprisingly, alcohol. Apparently the Muslims perfected distillation methods. Came from Arab Muslims. Isn't that amazing? Many stars also bear Arabic names in honor of those who discovered them. Like Betelgeuse, which means armpit of the great hairy one. We'll check the night sky in a little while here, but now it's time for some country rock, the Buttless Chaps.
Steps walking backwards, the edge comes a little closer. I'm peering over for real this time. Broken transits, broken soil, images of people reflecting in the mirror. Are we
getting tough out there. It's getting rough out there. It's getting tough out there. It's getting high tide, man. And you've got to understand it's getting rough out there. It's getting tough everywhere.
Or something like that, anyway. They're the Modellos. Yep. Check them out, the Modellos. Saddle Justice, the title of their latest. Yep. Good sound. And the Buttless Chaps. No, the. Or, yeah, it's the Buttless Chaps. Okay, sorry, chaps. Okay, and they sang Broken Transit, Broken Soil. Uh-oh. Don't get me going about the transit. I don't know. I wrote a script out about the transit, but I don't know where I put it. I'll save it for next time, okay? Really? Okay. Does transit think we're all little children? I mean, the seats on the new buses in Metro Vancouver are made for tiny people with very short legs. Ever try sitting at the back of the bus facing passengers with knees knocking, feet stomping your fellow riders? Oh, well, so what? What's it all about, Alfie? Well, look up in the sky, and if it's clear, you'll see a nice moon out there, and the planet Venus is not far away.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Oh.
How I wonder what you.
Venus is set already. Oh, it's just Jupiter. And I think Jupiter's going down to, well, look tomorrow earlier, because, you know, the sun sets at before 5 o'clock, and, God, we can't keep up with his standard time, but there you go. Hey, Jolly JT here. I guess it's time to say goodbye, but join my son Morgan Tanner on November 17th for the CITR Fun Drive. He'll be taking over for me. I'm going to take a little time off, a little post-Halloween relaxing, and I'll be back on Monday, December the 1st. But let's finish off our show with something from the 50s. 1957, Larry Williams wrote a lot of songs for the Beatles. This was his first hit, followed by Bill Haley and his Comets, and both songs about ladies, women, but we're just having fun. We're not poking fun, right? Okay. Didn't want you to take it seriously. Oh, is that not working? Oh, okay. Doesn't want to play my CD in number one for some reason. It's the 1957 Rhythm and Blues CD. Well, I guess I'll have to switch it over to this one here. Jeez, what do you know? You're just finishing your show and something like this happens. Oh, well, can't win. What track is that one? I had it all queued up there, too. Track 7, okay. Yes, it's TV on the radio, Son of Night Dreams, signing off. Is that one going to play? Oh, it's on number 2. Okay, you're hitting number 1. There you go. Here we go. No, that's not it either. Oh, I see it's down here. Oh, shish kebab. You're wrecking the show, you stupid idiot. Play number 3.
Short Fat Fanny. One day while I was visiting that Heartbreak Hotel, that's where I met Fanny, and she sure looked swell. I told her that I loved her.
on the rhyming gave me fever. She's my tootie booty. I love the child so. She wants me like a hound dog everywhere I go. Whenever I'm around, I'm on my P's and Q's. But she might step on my blue suede shoes. Well, at a honky tonk party just the other night, man, I got jealous and she started a fight. Because I was dancing with Mary Lou, I had to call Jim Dandy to the rescue. Short fat Fanny, she's my heart's desire. Short fat Fanny sets my soul on fire. On Blue Monday we were married on Blueberry Hill. Now we're so happy and I love her still. Suede shoes. Well, at a honky-tonk party just the other night, Fanny got jealous and she started a fight. Because I was dancing with Mary Lou, I had to call Jim Dandy to the rescue. Short fat Fanny is my heart's desire. Got the kind of love and sets my soul on fire. Short fat Fanny, well, I love her so. I'll never let short fat Fanny go.
Listening to C.
Ooh, yeah.
I. T.
Yeah.
R.
Woo-hoo.
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time. Ah, yeah.
A groin-grabbingly great station. Neil Hefti with the theme from the 1960s TV series Batman. Hefti was a jazz trumpeter who composed and arranged for Count Basie and Frank Sinatra. He scored for films such as Lord Love a Duck and How to Murder a Wife, along with the main theme for The Odd Couple. Hefti claimed that the Batman theme was the hardest piece he had ever written. It apparently took 6 weeks and multiple rewrites to match the campy classic, which starred Adam West and Burt Ward, before he submitted what he could to the producers. After which, the song took off, hitting the top 40 charts and netting Hefti a Grammy in 1966. Hefti passed away last Saturday, a few weeks shy of his 86th birthday. So begins this week's episode of Radio Free GAC, coming to you on CITR 101.9 FM and cable in Vancouver from the campus of UBC. We're on the web at www.citr.ca, and for those of you not in the Lower Mainland, we have online streams and podcasts, too. My name is GAC, and you call the studio here at 604-822-2487, just like someone just did, and I hopefully can pick up then after I finish. And you can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Tonight's show will focus on the soundtrack work of the band Underworld, the British dance act that brought progressive house and electro to the charts. However, we'll continue with yet another recently deceased musician. Levy Stubbs was the lead vocalist for the Four Tops, a brilliant Motown group known for their hits Baby, I Need Your Loving, I Can't Help Myself, and It's the Same Old Song. They also provided the main theme to Shaft Goes to Africa, which I've played in a past show, and Stubbs provided the voice to Audrey II in the movie Little Shop of Horrors. Stubbs died on Friday in his home in Detroit at the age of 72. Here's a song I remember seeing from the otherwise forgettable comedy Madhouse, which featured John Larroquette doing a white man dance to this song, another one of the Four Tops' greatest hits, named at the request of one of the members for a woman he met in the UK. From their 1967 album, Reach Out, here are the Four Tops with Bernadette.